Some dinosaurs were small, but some were absolutely enormous. And these ones were known as the sauropods, the long-necked dinosaurs. And today we're going to find out lots more about them.
It's Dinomania time. It's Dinomania time. With Ranger Chris and all his...
I can't believe it. We're on episode 10 already of Dinomania Prehistoric Pod with me, Ranger Chris. And we teach you all about the prehistoric world, including dinosaurs. And you know what? To help me this week, I've got back a good friend of mine. It's Ranger Andy.
Oh, good to be back.
I missed you, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate. I missed doing it.
The last two episodes, I've been completely on my own.
I know, I've been listening. They've been good.
Now, I just wanted to make sure that we kept up with the podcast. So I thought to myself, do you know what? Me and Ranger Andy, we haven't met up lately. So I thought I'm just going to pop them out there on my own. But I hope you enjoyed them. If you haven't listened to them, listen back. One of them is all about dinosaur meanings.
I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was good. I love dinosaur meanings. I often get kids to sort of throw a name at me and I'll...
It's a fun game.
It is a fun game. So if you haven't listened to that, head back on the podcasts. In fact, there's another 9 episodes you've missed out on.
I can't believe this is 10.
I know. It's wicked, isn't it?
Yeah.
10 episodes. Ranger Andy's been on lots of them. And we've had Ranger Tom on one of them as well.
Yeah.
Have you noticed he hasn't been back?
No. No, strange.
Strange. But do you know what? Do you know what today's episode is going to be about?
What's that?
Sauropods.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, sauropods, for those who don't know, are some of the biggest dinosaurs. The group is known as sauropods, okay? Which means lizard foot.
But their feet look nothing like lizards.
I know. But, you know, dinosaurs in general, lots of it is complete sort
does
of...
Does not make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you know...
Let me throw another nonsensical thing.
Go on, then.
Right? Well, these dinosaurs were known as lizard-hipped.
Okay.
Now, the lizard-hipped dinosaurs, they went on to become birds.
Obviously, that makes
sense. And there are another group of dinosaurs that are bird-hipped.
And what happened to them?
They didn't go on to become birds.
Obviously, it makes too much sense, doesn't it?
So, I know. You know. These dinosaurs were lizard-hipped, okay? And the word sauropod does mean lizard-foot. Yeah, but, you know, we won't even talk about that.
No. We can talk about their feet, though.
Of course,
because that is quite an interesting thing about them.
And,
yeah.
Later on in the show, we're going to talk about how their feet are deadly.
I can kind of see why.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we're going to have an amazing time learning about these huge dinosaurs. Lots of kids, when I say what's your favourite dinosaur, lots of them will say one of the long-necked dinosaurs.
There are a lot of very popular sauropods.
There are.
Really famous ones.
Brachiosaurus.
Yeah.
That's
Diplodocus.
One of them. Diplodocus.
Yeah, they're all ones
Brontosaurus.
Kids love. Brontosaurus. Yeah.
And that's a bit, I know it's a little bit. Apatosaurus, because of the Jurassic World franchise.
These are names that we hear all the time.
Brachiosaurus was also a huge Jurassic Park. Yeah. So I love that one.
So there was quite a few famous sauropods.
But we're going to go into a few of the others as well, because some of them were small.
What?
Yeah. Not all of them were massive, but some of them were huge.
I mean, yes, the biggest dinosaurs, aren't they?
Biggest land creature of all time.
I mean, it's not hard to believe.
And when you look at the biggest creature in the world is a blue whale that needs to be in the water.
To survive.
How these creatures survived walking on land... really does.
I mean, the amount of energy they must have used to move.
So, we'll get on to sauropods, big and small, and I can't wait to get back into episode 10 of Dinomania Prehistoric Pod. So, we're going to start big.
Where else would you start with sauropods?
Sauropods, they're known for their size, okay, and there were some absolute giant ones. Now, another thing, I always mention this quite a lot, but we always ask children, don't we?
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll tell us.
They would love coming straight up and telling you.
They like telling us.
Dinosaurs.
So, we always say, what's the biggest dinosaur? And the one that they come up with all of the time, even to date, is Argentinosaurus.
Yes.
And now, there is that debate, is it the biggest anymore because of that that other large one?
It's always changing, though, isn't it? There's no direct answer, is it?
No. Remember, me and Ranger Andy, we went to the Natural History Museum in London, right? And we went to see Professor Paul Barrett.
Yeah.
And he let us go and see the Patago Titan.
We were lucky, weren't we? We did get to go in
exhibition,
and see it.
Which is now classed as possibly the biggest.
And I mean, when you see it, when you're standing underneath it, you do like...
But we're going to talk size now, okay? Because these creatures were absolutely ginormous. Now... There's a fine saying about their weight. Now, their weight, we're estimating anywhere between 50 to sort of 60 tons in weight.
Yeah, some estimates are bigger. There's wild estimates.
There are. I've heard up to the 100-ton mark, which I disagree with slightly. Obviously, we can't.
Estimate.
A little bit. So to be safe at the moment, we're going to say 50 to 60.
Yeah, we'll stick there.
Because we are paleontologists.
Yeah, we.
But 50 to 60 tons in weight. You know, what's an African elephant in tons? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you actually know?
No.
No.
Do you know?
No. Oh, this is blown.
Yeah, that's...
Doesn't matter.
Somebody you can...
Oh, I don't know how that just stopped.
Stop, that must be a glitch.
It must be a glitch. It's nothing to do with us Googling.
Other search engines are available.
Others, yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I Googled it. Is that a Google?
Yeah,
Google?
Can you use that one? Yeah.
Googled it. Right. So, for instance, an African elephant is around 6 tons for a male.
That's massive.
3 tons for a female.
That's more than a car.
So you're talking, you know, you're talking 10 times.
The weight of something that's big.
You know what I mean? That's crazy, isn't it?
And insane.
So, now the weight is one thing, but the size is another thing. When you stand underneath these giant creatures, which we were lucky enough to do, under the Patago Titan.
Stare right up the ribcage.
Honestly, you're talking in excess of around about 30 metres.
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah,
I think
that's
yeah.
right, isn't it?
It was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, you will.
I'm not saying tall, this is length now. Yeah. From tip of the tail all the way. Now, that is absolutely phenomenal, if you think about it.
I mean, there's nothing you can compare it with size-wise.
No. So, these creatures were huge. We know that for a fact, okay? Lots of their bones have been found. In fact, Patago Titan is, that's why they're classing it now as the biggest, because they found quite a lot of that one.
And it's rare they find a lot of sauropods.
That's right.
A lot of things are made up on them.
Do you know what is rare?
What's that?
Their head.
The heads.
Yeah. Do you know Dippy? The Diplodocus, or Diplodocus.
Met once or
depends
twice.
How you want to say it. Now, that wasn't a slang, you know, that wasn't racially slang, was it? Diplodocus.
Diplodocus. No, that's fine.
Am I allowed to say that?
Accent. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
That's how a lot of people say that in this country as well.
Diplodocus.
Or Diplodocus.
Diplodocus.
It's the same animal, it doesn't...
Potato, potato.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, do you know what? Diplodocus, that's what we're going to call it. Diplodocus was a very long dinosaur. It wasn't the biggest, though. No way. But that skull on the top of his head, especially Dippy, they've never found one.
What?
Crazy, that, isn't it?
Telling me it's a forgery.
It's not. It's a scientific guess.
Scientific guess.
That's what we're going to call them. So they've kind of come up with... We have found some sauropod skulls, of course. Okay?
They are quite rare, though, aren't
they? Yeah, but they are rare. They think that it was a tasty bit.
What, and that's why it was the first bit to go, okay?
that's one of the...
Have you heard those had thin bones as well?
Well, there are a lot of... It's like, you know, the dinosaurs went extinct from farting.
Yeah, have you heard
there
that?
There are lots of crazy...
Theory? Yeah, there are.
Now, there is evidence that some creatures eat brains.
Yeah.
So maybe the Diplodocus had a tasty brain.
They've gone Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. yeah, that's
wicked. Brain,
so, sauropods, we're going back to them now because we're going off a bit.
Sorry.
We always do it, but it doesn't matter. Sauropods were absolutely phenomenal due to their size. There's actually a really good book out that I've listened to on audiobook, Too Big to Walk.
Yeah, I've actually listened to that myself
so
as well.
I
really enjoyed that.
Yeah, this was a scientific theory saying that they actually lived in water.
All dinosaurs, didn't it? Yeah, you said all dinosaurs lived in water.
I've re-listened to it lately, and it sounds bonkers.
Yeah.
But it is another sort of avenue. And most paleontologists have actually swept that under the carpet.
Yeah. But even listen to it, because like the history on dinosaurs and stuff in it is brilliant.
It is a very good educational book.
Well written book.
Yeah, it is. So that is available on, I believe, in the bookshops.
The bookshop. Yeah, you can get it in an actual book.
You can get it from W.H. Smith's. Other bookshops are available.
Yeah.
But do you know what? You can also get an audiobook. I love audiobooks. I love listening to all audiobooks.
Yeah, we're traveling a lot, so it's easier.
So that's one of them, and that was a big one. Patago Titan, Argentinosaurus. And these were from a group of dinosaurs called Titanosaurs.
So that's a subgroup of sauropods.
Of sauropods, yeah. So
gets confusing.
It was, yeah, Titanosaurs come around later.
So they were...
They started getting bigger and bigger. And lots of them are actually being found in South America, actually.
South America is really...
Hence the Patago Titan. Patago
Argentina as well, yeah.
They like to name them after where they found.
It makes it easier, though.
There are others, though, and there's a lot more famous dinosaur sauropods that you're probably more aware of. Now, these are not the titanosaurs. These are the sauropods, some of the more famous ones. So let's dig a little bit into them. Do you want to learn more about dinosaurs and prehistoric life? Then download Dinomania Prehistoric Planet, the app. It's available on the App Store and Google Play completely free of charge. Right then, hopefully you get onto the App Store and you download that app.
I got it, it's brilliant.
It is.
And I'm not biased, it's good.
Now, it has had a few problems lately, and I do apologise for that. It is in beta form, which is the early stages of the app. But stick with us, because it's getting better. In fact, coming very soon, within the next week or so, there's actually a quiz going on there, mate.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's an interactive quiz where there's going to be a leaderboard. And you can actually register and see, you know, if you... Oh. So we're trying to get the thing to time. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to answer quick as you can. And then if you're quicker, you score more.
Oh, I like that.
Do you know what? That's coming up. But enough of the app. That's enough advertising, mate. Do you know what? Oh, look at that phone, mate. You can't see it, but... It's a toy.
I
just found a toy on the...
It's not like there's loads of toys everywhere around here.
Right then, back to sauropods. Now, we've discussed about what the name means. We've discussed about some of the big ones. We're now going to go down a step, okay? So the titanosaurs, they were the biggest.
Yeah.
Okay? Now we're going to go down a little bit. And these sauropods were sort of famous for being around during the Jurassic period, okay? And early Cretaceous. They did sort of go over...
Because they weren't... Well, they've not found any evidence of them earlier than the Jurassic, have they?
No.
I don't think.
No. Well, sauropodomorphs.
We'll talk about that in a bit, the early stage.
So there was one or two in the Triassic, but Jurassic is when these huge ones flourished. And in this section, we're actually going to talk about why they got so big,
okay,
how they got so big, and those deadly feet.
Yeah,
we need to talk about those deadly feet.
You've told them we're going to say that.
Yeah, so and I have to remember because sometimes I don't.
Yeah,
but let's talk about some of the famous ones to start. We've already talked about Diplodocus, the one with the juicy head.
Yeah,
but it did have that long whippy tail.
Very long.
It was super long. In fact, it was longer than the neck.
That's mad. If you've seen it, because like it's traveling the UK at the moment, still, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just the size on the tip of the tail is insane. How small it gets.
They actually think it was it could have made the whip noise, like Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
oh, I love Indiana Jones. One of my favorite films.
I've seen it a few times. Mate.
Yeah, I love.
We're talking about it twice on this.
I actually like the logo as well. But you know, the Indiana Jones whip. If it did that, that'd be phenomenal.
To do like a sonic boom or something.
Yeah, and it would scare away predators. Maybe it used it for defense.
I'd run.
I would. I wouldn't 100%. Want to be a bit by that.
No, exactly.
Have you ever seen a lizard, a Komodo dragon, something using that?
Yeah. What they call iguanas do it as well. Yeah.
Imagine an iguana that's 50 times its size with a tail that could whip you. It would kill you, wouldn't it?
I would, yeah.
So that head
that's one way to go.
So, yeah. But... The Diplodocus, very cool. Double beam lizard, that's what that means, Diplodocus.
Double beam, that has to do with its...
double vertebrae.
Vertebrae, yeah.
Yeah. So
it all means something.
Everything means something. It'd be cool if it meant something about his tail. Whip. Indiana Jones.
They didn't really...
Is there an Indiana Jones-related dinosaur? I love Indiana Jones, mate.
Someone should have a... If you're listening at home, have a Google, see if there's an Indiana Jones-related one.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Anyway, enough of Indiana Jones, mate. Let's talk about other ones. Brachiosaurus,
yes.
Famous.
That's a famous one.
Now, the reason this one's famous is one Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Everyone loves it. In Jurassic World, super sad scene when it dies.
Yeah, I can't talk about that now.
Why?
I'm upset people. You have to have a good time.
Sorry. Okay, forget that. But if you have seen it, it is a teary moment. But Brachiosaurus means arm lizard. Now, the arms at the front, believe it or not, they're classed as arms. Crazy.
You can't do much with them, but yeah.
No. Those front arms / legs were bigger than the back set.
So they kind of named it after that.
Which gives it this really sort of upright pose compared to the others.
Yeah.
And it gives it this amazing sort of posture. And this posture actually gave it this sort of stance where it seemed to stand taller. It's more vertical than horizontal.
If you look at like a depiction of a Diplodocus, they're quite
horizontal.
Horizontal. Yeah. I always get those two mixed up.
Yeah. So the brachio. The horizontal is like horizon.
I remember it now.
Horizon when you look out horizontal.
Vertical is like
you don't have a vertical horizon.
No, you don't.
So horizontal. There we are. I've helped you out there. But you know the horizontalness of this.
Yeah.
The verticalness.
You've got it. Yeah. You've done it now.
Did you know we're actually on YouTube? That's right. We've got 1.5 million subscribers on our YouTube channel. And we want you guys to head over there and subscribe today. Our videos range from adventure videos with myself and Ranger Andy to lots of educational videos talking about fossils and so much more. So head over to YouTube and subscribe to Dinomania today. It was super tall anyway.
It was. It's in the list of the tallest dinosaurs.
Yeah. So tallest creature on the planet right now is a giraffe. Giraffe stands at roughly about 5 meters tall. Some of them are a little bit taller. So say it's 5 to 6, right? That's super tall.
That
right?
is tall.
You've seen a giraffe, obviously. Maybe you haven't seen one in person, but you've seen it on TV.
I saw one in Barcelona, mate.
I saw one in Folly Farm.
I could have stayed closer to
This creature, huge, because it was 3 times the height of a giraffe.
I mean, that's like, it's easy to say that, but if you actually really think about something that tall, its head is up.
You're talking 15 meters tall, mate.
That's like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's just fun. Like, and this dinosaur used that long neck, of course. They were all sauropods, we haven't mentioned this, are herbivorous, okay?
Yeah.
Which means they eat plants. In fact, their mouth and teeth are very similar in most sauropods, actually, okay? They have front teeth only. They don't have any at the back. And these teeth were used for raking in the leaves. They didn't swallow. They didn't chew, so they just swallowed. So basically, they were just huge rakes.
Yeah.
Okay?
And they were all, as we were talking about height as well, they were all specialised to eat from different levels.
That's right. You've got high grazers.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Brachiosaurus was definitely a high grazer. You know,
and wasted otherwise,
so, wasn't it? A lot of children ask sometimes, how did these dinosaurs get so big? So now we're going to talk about that, because herbivores, they eat plants, okay? There was so much plants around.
Yeah.
Okay? You're talking conifer trees, you know, cycads.
Monkey puzzle trees.
No, monkey puzzles, they're tall.
And they're still around.
Yeah. And in fact, some prehistoric trees were even taller, okay? So they had lots of food to eat. Now, estimates say that they ate for about 20 hours a day.
What?
Non-stop. Non-stop.
So 20 hours of eating, 4 hours of sleeping.
Yeah, and about 3 hours of pooping, probably.
Yeah.
But they pooped on the go, more than likely. So this is one of the reasons they got so big. Now, the extra reason that they think they got big was they didn't need to move a lot. And when I mean that, move your feet.
Yeah.
Because if you can imagine standing in one position and you've got this neck that's possibly 8 meters long that can move around without moving your feet, and it can take out as much vegetation as it can find in this sort of diameter of 8 meters.
Like a big arc.
Yeah. And then, once it's ate all that, it moves about 8 to 10 meters, and there's a brand new arc of leaves.
So it's not using a lot of energy to move.
And yeah, carry on, sorry.
So it's not burning off the calories.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't move and you eat a lot, you just get bigger and bigger. And that's exactly what happened to these huge dinosaurs, mate. Oof. Can you imagine eating that much? You're talking in excess of around 3 to 4 skipfuls a day.
Yeah, and I'm not talking the small skips.
No, an 8 yard, mate.
No.
Oh, no, that is a meat.
I don't know much about skips, man. Yeah.
But you know what? We're going to move on a little bit now, because we've talked about why they got, or how they got so big, okay? Basically, eat a lot, not a much movement, or not much metabolism needed. So they do get bigger and bigger. And I absolutely love sauropods, though.
They are. They are a very interesting type of dinosaur.
There's another one, Brontosaurus.
Yeah, that's a very famous one.
Famous. I think the one from Land Before Time was a Brontosaurus.
It's a Brontosaurus, yeah. Everyone knows that one. They love that one.
Yeah, Littlefoot.
Is that Yeah.
I think they were called Littlefoot. Cute, though. And Littlefoot was a Brontosaurus. Now, Brontosaurus has had a little bit of ups and downs
due to its name. The name's changed a bit.
The name means Thunder Lizard, okay?
Which is a cool name.
Very cool. Yeah. Bronto Thunder
Lizard, yeah.
And they think it's because of the noise it made as it was walking
around.
It
would have made a noise.
It would have. And that dinosaur has been classified as a dinosaur, then not a dinosaur, then a dinosaur, then not a dinosaur. It is now classified, once again, as a dinosaur. They keep getting it sort of mixed up with that Apatosaurus.
Yeah, they're interchangeable at one point, weren't they?
They do look very similar, to be fair. And there are lots of similarities with lots of sauropods,
Hard to keep up with dinosaurs, isn't it?
There is another one. We haven't talked about this. Now this has got a hard name. Mementosaurus.
Yes.
Now, if you've ever seen this one, the Mementosaurus has actually got a longer neck than it has tail.
Which looks insane.
It is so long.
I mean, they all look insane, but this one particularly. Yeah,
and it's a very skinny, long neck. Very skinny. And I'd imagine the effort to lift that neck up.
So it must have had a small head.
Yeah, all sauropods have small heads.
Imagine one with a massive head.
Yeah, imagine a T-Rex head.
Oh, you're amazing, wouldn't it?
I don't think
it would draw that.
It wouldn't be able to lift it up. Dinosaurs such as Mementosaurus, another huge long-necked dinosaur. But we're going to go back a little bit more now, okay? Because Jurassic period had loads. In fact, let's name a few more, mate.
Well, just sauropods.
Not on about Jurassic, just in general, because there's loads of them.
Okay.
All right? Should we play a game?
Oh, okay.
Okay, name one.
This is pressure.
Saltosaurus.
There's one looking at me now, Amargosaurus.
Barosaurus.
Sonarosaurus.
Oh, wow, what a good name.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that one, yeah. Seismosaurus.
Supersaurus.
Oh, Titanosaurus. Titanosaurus, actually, there is one.
Yeah, there is one. Practical Titan.
Oh, we've already done. Oh, we've already, all right, okay. I'll go Argentinosaurus then.
This could be a long game.
Well, no, it can't be that long. As long as they're next. You're just trying to find some space.
I'm just buying time now. It's the pressure. I know loads of them.
Yeah.
But you know when someone sits you down and is like, right, name as many as you can. And then I'm like, what even is a dinosaur?
Omdenosaurus, mate.
I don't know that one.
Luckily, we'll stop the game then.
Okay.
Because
yeah, I'm interested in this one.
This is one of the first ones, okay? I want to say the first ones. The smallest ones. One of the first ones.
The smallest ones. This is quite interesting.
So, when we say that they were small ones, there were some called sauropodomorphs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the earlier sauropods. None of them were really big, but they were still huge. You're talking 4 meters to 6 meters long.
I mean, for a sauropod, that's tiny, but for an animal, that's huge.
Yeah, exactly. So they've always been big, you know, in general. They got super big, as we've discussed already, but some of them were small. This one, I can't even pronounce it properly. It's part of the dwarf brachiosaurid family.
Okay.
Dwarf brachiosaurid.
Yeah, there's a lot.
And it's called, I think it's Omdenosaurus.
That sounds about
it
right.
Sounds about right. And it was found in close. It actually means the Omdem lizard. That's where it's found. Really hard to say.
It is, isn't
because
it?
It's spelled Omden.
Yeah, I reckon you're saying that right.
Yeah. So it was about 6 meters. This one's about 4 meters long. There were other ones called Magyarosaurus.
Magyarosaurus.
That's 6 meters. So you can see not all of them, and they were all part of those dwarf.
I'd want to see one of those actually.
Even then, imagine something 6 meters.
Yeah, I mean, it's big by today's standards.
Yeah, huge. So basically, there were some very small ones. Oh, we're still going, mate. No, yeah, we're still going. Sorry, Ranger Andy just pointed out that this stopped.
I thought there was a glitch.
Don't worry about that. It's going, I think. Yeah, no, it is. It's saying this. Sometimes tech beats us.
Just stops it. Yeah, yeah.
So back to the sauropods, not the tech. So there were some amazing sauropods. We've discussed a lot of them today, actually.
We have.
And I think sauropods are by far one of the craziest of dinosaurs.
Sauropods is really interesting. I think we could come back to it at another point.
Probably will. Now, before we finish, I need to discuss about those deadly feet, mate.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you've been keeping me hanging on with those deadly feet.
So I'm not sure what creature it was, okay? So you can imagine, if you were stomped on by one of these creatures, you're dead.
Game over.
Game over. Yeah. So that's one of those things that could have happened to lots of small creatures.
They wouldn't even notice, would they?
No, I suppose.
Or if they stood on a human, they wouldn't even notice.
You know, and there are a few more facts we haven't gone into about, like, egg laying and things.
They laid a lot of eggs.
Yeah. But sauropods, they thought maybe as they were laying the eggs, they didn't even know they were laying them because their brain is so far away from their
back end
where the eggs pop out.
You'd notice if you were laying an egg.
So, yeah. But back to the deadly feet.
Yeah.
So, this is something that I was looking at on another podcast, I believe, listening to it. And they were talking about how creatures have died in the footprints.
What?
Isn't that cool?
I mean...
So, imagine one of these creatures that weighs in excess of 60 tons, right? So... I'm not saying 60 tons is on that 1 foot of pressure, but there's a lot of pressure. And if they're walking through soft, maybe peat or mud, or, you know, that's going to leave a big footprint.
Massive, like a pond.
Now, lots of footprints have been fossilized. In fact, there's a very famous fossilized trail of these sauropod footprints, huge things. But what they found inside the fossil footprint was fossilized creatures.
More mammals in the fossil.
Little mammals.
Wow.
So they think that the creatures went into the holes, couldn't get out, maybe drowned because they were full of water, and they fossilized.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is cool.
So not only are they deadly because of the size and the weight, they're also deadly because of the footprints they leave behind.
Yeah. That's mental.
So we'll leave you on that. Do you know what? Ranger Andy, thank you so much for coming back.
It's been a pleasure.
We've enjoyed talking about sauropods.
Yeah.
And do you know what? One of the other clade... you know, maybe the theropods.
Yeah.
We'll talk about them
we
in
could
a,
do
a
them
future
another one. There's loads you can go into.
So we've talked about big and we've talked about small. Okay, and we've talked about medium and we've talked about their names. We've talked about their deadly feet and why they got so big. And we hope you've all enjoyed this week's episode of Dinomania Prehistoric Pod with me, Ranger Chris.
And me, Ranger Andy.
And we'll see you again next time. And don't forget to please, please, please just subscribe to our channels here on the podcasts. We're available on all podcast
streams. Lots of different streams.
And also, if you do fancy popping over to our YouTube channel, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button on there. So from both of us, we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
It's Dinomania time. It's Dinomania time. With Ranger Chris and all his...